I'm James Baker, talking today to Craig Hella Johnson, who will be leading a performance of Beethoven's Missa Solemnis this coming weekend as part of the 38th Victoria Bach Festival. Craig, I think it's noteworthy that Beethoven was primarily an instrumental composer, writing important bodies of sonatas and symphonies for the piano, violin, cello, and of course full orchestra. He also explored the string quartet as thoroughly as it has ever been examined. Yet of only a handful of music with chorus, he wrote two late works which stand over most of his other substantial compositions. And I find it interesting that the Missa Solemnis, assigned the opus number 123, was followed soon afterward by the Ninth Symphony, opus 125, separated by only one piece in between. Craig, can one find any relationship between the Missa Solemnis and the Choral Symphony?
I think it's a great question, James, that you're asking, because it's, you know, I'll say one thing, and there are probably a number of things we could speak of, but in our time here, I'll just mention the last movement in the Missa Solemnis, the Agnus Dei. One can find, you know, several folks who have written about this in a way that, you know, folks have said it feels fragmented. It's sort of an inferior aspect of this piece, as if this fragmented sort of structure weren't intentional. But frankly, it's very clear in this Agnus Dei what the intention is. It comes to the Dona Nobis Pacem, where the singers are singing music and playing pastoral music, really. Grant us peace, this common section of the liturgy. Grant us peace, grant us peace. And as we're singing this and playing it, you know, one could sort of just groove out on this pastoral ending, and he could have very simply ended it with this, and yet it gets interrupted three times. Music of great unrest at one point, and then something that is akin to kind of a military fanfare, and then at the end of the piece, still he doesn't let it settle. It's in A major, and then the timpani comes in with a B flat, just interrupting it, kind of a foreboding of what it. But all of this, one senses very clearly, I think, when you live inside the piece, too, that he's saying, you know, in the context of all that we experience in our lives, that, you know, that this piece is not, we have not rooted ourselves deeply in it yet, you know. This journey is not over. And so there's a sense in which you feel like you get to the end of the Missa Solemnis, this amazing statement, but there's still a question mark at the end. And for me, this is a personal thing, but for me, the Ninth Symphony really is the answer. That the Schiller text, the Ode to Joy that we all are familiar with, this call to a common unity of a brotherhood, a sisterhood, a family of man. So, I mean, for me, there's a very strong relationship, the one that points, you know, and other things just in practical ways. Certainly the musical forces are similar and the demands are similar on the singers. All kinds of exploration. You know, he explores with sort of recitative, this narrative kind of musical style, even in the orchestra. And all kinds of new things are happening there as well. So they're related on a lot of levels.